Today, July the 30th, is the 56th anniversary of an event that I don't think any of us, if we had been able to have orchestrated it, would have done it, humanly speaking. A young 17-year-old, very athletic, Johnny Erickson. And when I say athletic, she really was that. She was the captain of her lacrosse team in my state of Maryland. That's one of the big sports there. Athletic in a lot of other ways. And she and her sister swam out on July the 30th to a raft that was anchored that they had swum to before. And unfortunately, it had moved. And she, not knowing that, quickly dived. She called it a foolish dive off and went into shallow water and broke her neck and became a quadriplegic instantly. Now, most of us would look at that. The old Hee-Haw show used to do these funny things where they say, oh, that's bad news. And somebody would say, no, that's good news, because, and they do that. And they go back and forth with it. And they were humorous, but this was a very serious thing. I had tried to tape, by the way, something that Johnny and friends put out on their website this past week as they came to this date. It's about 3.5 minutes, and when I'm back home later today, I didn't send it out on purpose because I thought I was going to be able to show it to you here, but the taping of it just was not sufficient. So I'm going to send it to you, and I would encourage you to look at it. Just 3.5 minutes. It's a great composite summary of her early life and where this ministry is today. But I would also encourage you, I was surprised when I looked at that, what popped up next to it on, I think it was YouTube, doesn't really matter, were some other interviews that have been done by not just Johnny, but Johnny and her husband, Kim. And what I appreciated about that, among other things, was the transparency that these two friends, these two believers in Jesus Christ, shared with the listeners as the interviewer asked them questions. And they were very real to life and saying that they have to work through the same things that you and I do. And God is still using them there. So for what it's worth, okay, it'll come in your e-box, and I encourage you to have a look at that. But in the meanwhile, some years ago, John and Beth were the first ones. I was not familiar with Johnny camps. And they learned about these opportunities. I think they're only in the summer, which would make sense. When families that have special needs children or family members that they're caring for are able to come to these camps, there's lots of help to help watch the special needs person and allow the families then time to just put their hair down and relax. You know, I don't know that any of us can fully appreciate, certainly some of you families more than others, but any of us can appreciate what those with family members that are severely disabled and have needs, what that puts on that family 24/7, 52 weeks out of the year. And so they have time off. And so John and Beth have been to several of those. Beth was able to go again this year. Brandy and Lily also went along, and they're playing hooky today, not on purpose. By the way, sickness is making its way through the family. So I'm still looking forward to hearing some of their stories and anecdotes as well. But Mitchell, Bennett, and Camille. I should have started with Camille. Where are you? There, yeah. Ladies first. And by the way, were your ears burning last week? I called you Camilla. I do know there's a difference, and I appreciate being corrected in that. We're there for 2 weeks. Was it just a two-week camp total? Okay. And so we've asked them, and they've consented to share with us some of their experiences, and that'll include both pictures and little video clips and the rest. So who's going to start off? Mitchell, will you? Okay. Lead the pack up here. And we'll kind of orient you and go from there. I'm going to get my phone off of this, so when you're ready, you can plug yours in. Yeah. And take it from there. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. So first, I just want to thank all of you for your support financially. I know a lot of you have given, and that really helped us out. It would have been a lot more difficult if it wasn't for you guys, but also for your spiritual support. We know you guys have been praying so much for these past 2 weeks, and we've seen it in camp. I've seen God in virtually everything at camp, especially weather. Usually at the bluff, since we're so high up, it's always rough weather and raining. But those 2 weeks, we only had about 2 days of rain, so that was really good. And also for health, health was really good. We only really had one incident, but it wasn't that big. And then the main thing I saw God in the past 2 weeks was buddy matching. We each had, or I was a counselor, I guess, and then I would have a buddy. And everyone just got, like, their perfect buddy. It was so cool. Like, if there was a really energetic kid, the counselor that was chosen for him was, like, the perfect match. So I'm just going to talk about the layout of camp and some of the activities, and then we'll get started on some of our experiences. But this will be good just so you guys know kind of what we're talking about. So right here is the chapel. That's where a lot of the activities happen. We would do, of course, worship in the mornings, and then we'd play bingo at nights, one night. And that's also where training happened. Black Bear Ridge was where the guys stayed. Eagle's Nest was the girls' cabin. Hawk's Landing, it was kind of like an event center. That's where the first week the teens would meet up. I don't know where the rest of them. I think the adults were in the gym. And then, of course, the dining hall. And we'll probably be talking about the lake. There's some cool activities there. And also the water slide there. Bennett, can you go to the next slide? So training, we got there at around 12, and then training started at 1:30. It lasted that whole night until 8:30, and the next day up until about noonish. And then arrivals for the campers, arrivals started at 1:30, or no, sorry, 1, and lasted until 3, right, Bennett? Let me see. Yeah, 1 to 3. That was one of my favorite parts because everyone was cheering and they would play loud music when they arrived. We have some videos of that later. I'm just going to go through the average day really quick, also so you just know what we're talking about. So at 8 to 9, we do breakfast. 9 to 11:30 is, or I'm sorry, 8 to 9 breakfast, 9 to 10 worship, 10 to 12 programs, that's like Hawk's Landing, where the teens would go to their programs. 12 to 1 was lunch. 1 to 2, superhero training. There's different activities for each day. So on that day, it was superhero training. And then 2 to 5 was family free time. So you just get to go around doing all the activities they wanted to. And we would have an hour with the families at that time. And then 3 to 5 was volunteer free time. So we could go and do whatever we want. 5:30 to 6:30 was dinner, and then 6:30 to 8:30, we would do different activities at night, sometimes dancing or bingo. They would have different stuff planned out. And then 10:30 would be lights out. So Bennett, if you want to come up and share your experience.
So I'm just going to talk a little bit about my camper, well, both campers for both weeks, and also just kind of my favorite moments from both weeks. So my camper for first for the first week is Graydon Amos. This was his first year here, so no one really knew a whole lot about him. The only thing we knew about him was he had Rare syndrome, which I'm not completely sure what that is yet. And he was tube-fed, and he had an oxygen tank. So when he got here, or when he got to camp, he was really happy just to arrive and stuff. And we bonded pretty fast. That was good to see. Usually a lot of the campers were pretty nervous, and the families and stuff. His family was a little more nervous, too, because they kind of have medical PTSD from a lot of surgeries, and they said the reason he's on oxygen is because he got COVID and he nearly didn't make it. So they're just really glad that he's alive. So some of his favorite things to do, he loved art and coloring and painting and stuff. That was the first thing we did when we got to camp. We went straight to the arts and crafts building, and he had a toy dog that he called Scout that he had Mitchell and me color with him. That was fun. And then also he loved dancing a lot, like you'll see some videos. That was one of his favorite things to do, even though he was in a wheelchair sometimes, he could still walk and move around, and he loved to dance. And the way that it was kind of split up was there was the children's, the teens, and the young adults program, and Graydon was in the teens program, and what we did was we made movies every day about the Bible lesson, which I'll talk about in a second. So he really liked putting on costumes and acting out those movies. So yeah, the Bible lessons for the week, what was it? The whole theme of camp was about superheroes, and they were kind of also talking about like heroes in the Bible and stuff. So the first one they talked about was Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fiery furnace, and how they were heroes for standing up against King Nebuchadnezzar. So then we made a movie on that one. And then the next story was about the Good Samaritan and talking about how the Samaritan is the hero in that one for helping. And then the last story we did was Gideon and how he defeated the big army with a small amount of men. And now that's all I have about Graydon, but I'll talk about some of just my favorite stories from week one. So like I said earlier, he liked the heroes. They'd have superheroes and stuff come, and they had Spider-Man, Batman, and so he loved taking pictures with them and stuff. And then also one of my favorite things to see that was just really cool was there's a little boy named Sawyer there. He is in a wheelchair sometimes, but he can crawl around on his knees. He can't walk. But just seeing him running around and all other volunteers trying to beat him, crawling on their knees, but he'd win every time. That was always fun to see. And also, in the superhero training, I think it was, they do kickball. And seeing all of the campers, Sawyer and Graydon, just doing the kickball and then running around the field and stuff, that was a lot of fun to see. And also, just especially week one, it was for both weeks too, but just seeing how nice and loving all the volunteers were to even campers that weren't their own, they'd step in and help, especially for Graydon. Like Mitchell and me had a lot of help from other volunteers who would step in when we needed help. For week two, since we were such short volunteers, there were a few people who were going to have two campers, and Mitchell was going to be one of them. But my original camper, which wasn't disabled but was a sibling of a disabled person, couldn't make it. So I ended up getting one of Mitchell's, so we each had one. His name was Solomon. And I'll just talk a little bit about him. At first, he was a little bit shy and didn't really want to talk a whole lot. But when he first arrived, we went and played mini golf. And we played all 16 courses that they had. And over that, we talked a lot and started bonding. And he opened up more. He had a lot of fun doing that. He had a lot of fun at the lake and stuff. And he liked hanging out with Mitchell's camper, too. They became friends. So some of his favorite things to do was he loved riding around on the golf carts and I'm sure you remember driving those around, and you get to meet a lot of people, but there was one golf cart driver in particular that Solomon and me enjoyed riding around. His name was Jeff. He actually drove 11 hours to get to camp, so that was a pretty long drive. So he liked riding around on the golf carts. He liked playing like in Hawks Landing, like Mitchell was talking about. They have a lot of games like ping pong and carpet ball, so he liked doing that. So just some of my favorite moments from week two was the pastor for that week, he had a disabled son named Skyler. And like I said earlier, the theme was superheroes. I happened to see this when Skyler really liked seeing Batman. And Skyler simply just said, "I am so happy." And just seeing how happy all the campers are and everything. And Skyler usually didn't talk that much or anything, but just seeing how happy they are at camp, and it's just really cool. And I think that's about it. Yeah?
I'm going to throw you off just for a minute. So did you have the same camper for 2 weeks?
No, we had different campers.
Different ones,
each
okay.
Week. Yeah, my first one was Graydon, my second one was Solomon.
Okay.
So I think that's about it for mine. Are we doing the slides now?
So this is right there in the blue shirt. That's Graydon. You can see his oxygen tank and his feeding tube is in that bag right there. So this was the very first day when in the evening after dinner, they'd have campfire s'mores, and they'd bring out the band, and they'd sing and stuff. And so this is where I first figured out Graydon loves dancing and stuff. There's Mitchell and me both with Graydon. The next video is doing the arts and crafts and stuff. He loves painting. They'd paint a lot of, they'd do different crafts they'd give to the parents afterwards at the end of camp. So this craft was like a flower pot thing, and then they put a light in it right there so they could leave that outside. Those are some of the superheroes they had by taking a picture of Graydon, and he loved hanging out with them. This was another superhero that they had kind of throughout all of week one. They called him Captain Courageous. The whole theme of the week was about being fearless, so that's Captain Courageous. And he showed up at random times throughout the week. And this is Graydon. Like I said earlier, he loves dancing. And it was just so fun to see all these are volunteers stepping in and showing him how to do the chicken dance. Superheroes. This is at the dance, I think it was Wednesday evening, they'd have the dance, and this is always one of the big highlights of the camp. Almost everyone loves dancing there.
So they do big conga lines like this. So this right here is Sawyer, the one I was talking about. He crawls around on his knees. It's a really short video, but it's kind of showing Sawyer and Graydon right there, how he'd love to dance around. And it was kind of difficult with Graydon on the dance floor because we'd have to carry around this oxygen tank. And he'd love to run around and dance, so we'd have to follow him to make sure no one trips on the oxygen. So that's Sawyer right there dancing. So that's all I have with the week one stuff. And now, that was my camper for week two in Solomon. This was, again, they did the campfire thing at night, and this was making s'mores. They'd get superhero pictures and stuff, and then they'd put this in a picture frame, and he got to paint the picture frame, so that was a lot of fun.
What was Solomon's problem?
He didn't have one. He was a sibling of his sister, Annalie. I'm not exactly sure what she had. She couldn't walk, really.
So his problem was having you as a counselor.
Yep. This is at the superhero training. They get to test their super strength. There's one of those super. So this right here, these are, all four of these right here are campers. This right here was Mitchell's camper. That is Miss Amy. She was the leader for the children's group. Like I was talking about earlier, how it's children's teams. This, for week two, Mitchell and me were, both of our kids were in the children's. So, and one of the other volunteers named Sam, he had both of these kids as both of his campers. So he was one of the ones I had too. And then afterwards, we do songs and stuff inside, and then we do different activities outside. And one of the days, we had a silly string fight, so there's the damage. This is the kickball like I was talking about. I don't have a video of Sawyer doing it, but he'd run around. This is my buddy Solomon doing it. And the next videos are one of the most popular activities they have on free time is the water slide. So I got two slow motion videos of Mitchell and my camper. This is my camper going down.
That's the way my wife would like to come down.
He always had an interesting way of coming on the water slide. This one, he lost his mat and came down. That's Mitchell's. So this is one of the golf cart drivers dressed up as Batman, so we got a picture of him. This guy was actually, he was pretty interesting. He, for week one, he came as a camper. He has a daughter, I'm pretty sure, with a disability. But he came back for week two as a volunteer, so because he enjoyed it so much. So he was a golf cart driver. This was the other golf cart driver that drove 11 hours to get there. His name was Jeff. And there's Holston and Solomon together. And I got a few pictures of just the wildlife around camp. Someone dropped a bucket of ice. This box was we don't know if something was wrong with it, but it was not afraid of any of the humans there. Yeah, it'd walk right around the people. That's how close Camille got to it. There's the dog. There's Mabel. That was the pastor's, for week one, that was the pastor's dog. And the last one, that's the camp cat named Oscar. And that's all the slides I have. So, you know, I think it's your turn.
So for the first week, I had Luke, and he had something called Fragile X, which is similar to autism. I think he is 15 years old, and my partner was named Haley. And so some of the things that Luke liked to do was walking. We did a lot of walking there. That's his top favorite thing. And then he also liked watching movies, like cartoons on his little movie player. And then he was really good at puzzles. He did it so fast. He liked doing puzzles a lot and also banging on the piano in the back of the chapel. yeah, he liked doing a lot of that stuff. And so one of my favorite things to see was, it's cool to see new people come, but also he's been coming for 8 years. So almost everyone there knew him. So they're like, "Hi, Luke, how are you doing?" Or like someone asked me, "Who do you have this week?" And I said, "I have Luke." And they're like, "Oh, yeah, he's great." And it's cool to see how almost everyone knew him. And so, yeah. Also, we are, one time it was raining, and he had to go to the bathroom, and there's no bathrooms in the chapel. So we had to walk over to the dining hall, and he got out his umbrella, and we were like, "Come on, Luke, hurry, let's not get wet." And he said, "Go slow." So we walked super slow all the way there and got a lot wet. So that was funny. Also, it was cool to see how everyone was really nice there. And it was the dance on the dance night. There was this one lady. I didn't think I would be able to dance because Luke doesn't like loud noises, and so I was fine with that. I was just gonna walk around with him. But there was this one lady that insisted on me and Lily going to the dance, so she wouldn't take no for an answer. So I got to dance with Lily. So that was really nice to see. She really wanted us to go. So. She was really nice. So I don't have a whole lot about week one, but so it's sad to see them leave on Thursday. But we got to stay in between, so we got to see all like behind-the-scenes stuff that went on. It was really busy, and we did a lot of stuff. And Mitchell and Bennett went on the golf cart and did a trash run, or I hung up signs and stuff. So, yeah. And then Emma was my camper for the second week. She's 8 years old, and she's a sibling, so her brother Abel was in a wheelchair. Some of her favorite things was foosball. She said she had one at home, and she was really good at it. And she loved doing the water slide. So that hour of free time in the afternoon, we did that for like the whole hour. She loved doing that so much. She was really good at dancing and excited to do that. That was the first thing that she started talking about when we got out of the car, or when she got out of the car. And we danced with her at the dance night for the second week. And she also liked doing golf. She was a lot. She also liked doing golf, and she did some happy grams too. Did you talk about? Okay. Well, there's There's a wall with everyone's pictures on them and like a folder, so you can write notes to people or draw pictures. Some of the campers drew pictures or something, and you could give them to each other in those folders. So Emma liked doing that for people, and it was super sweet. That was probably my favorite thing, is she gave me one, and it was a picture of her in a superhero costume, and she said, "I love you, buddy." So that was super sweet of her. And also, she was so excited about the talent show. She did a dance with her family, and which you'll see. I think that's about all I have. Oh, yeah, and also one of my favorite things was she was really determined to memorize the verse of the week, which is, be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything in love. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14. So, yeah. I think that's the first meal we had. It was really good. They had that. That's Oscar. That's like the camp cat. And then that is another volunteer, Gracie, and her buddy was also Gracie, and I went swimming with them on my free time one of the days. Well, that was a little out of order, but this is the first day when we were waiting for all the volunteers, or for all the campers to arrive. And, yeah. Oh, and this is during superhero training. But that was Luke, our camper for the first week. And he likes doing punching that bag. So, yeah. He kept saying, "Watcha!" We were using that a lot during that week. So there's Captain Courageous. There's Luke. And there's Luke's sister, Molly. And he actually used to be Luke's buddy a few years ago. So Luke really loved him. And then there's Lily and her buddy, Molly. And that's in the quiet room. They hung out there a lot. This was one of the activities in the gym that we did. We wrapped all the girls wrapped one girl in plastic wrap or something. And the guys did it to one of their guys. And whoever could wrap them up fastest and then lay them on the floor and unwrap them was one. So here's a little video of that. There's one of Luke's puzzles. He did that one really fast. And there's him dressing up. And we had a little sword battle, so that was fun.
Did Luke put that puzzle together?
Yeah, he did that all by himself. And then there's me, Gracie, and Gracie again. They're both named Gracie. There's Lily and Molly, and that's like a little instrument thing. So during program, we would do like Bible songs inside and do a Bible story, and then we'd go out on the porch and she would do some music lessons with us. And there's me and Luke, I think, on the last day. That's the lodge where they slept. Oh, this is the talent show. So that guy's blind, and he sung a song for the talent show.
Is it singing? Was that
karaoke? It's karaoke. And then that's all I have for week one. Week two. That's one of the meals we had. It was really pretty on the bluff.
Is this at the camp?
Yeah, this is at the bluff house, the view. It's really pretty. This is where we had come and have devotions in the morning. And then that's Emma, my camper for the second week. And there's three little deer on the outside of the lodge, and she named them. I think that one's Katie. And then there's us when we did crafts in the during programming. And then that's a sign she made. And then she also had another costume she wore. But that's the box. Oh, you already saw that picture. This was the talent show for the second week, and I don't know her name, but she's really young, and she's saying, "Jesus, love me." And her family. And then that's her brother Abel.
So before we went to camp, I was actually pretty nervous going into it because I didn't really know anything about it. I mean, I'd seen pictures from the Youngs, and they had shared about it before, but I didn't know, like, how it works. And also, besides the Youngs, I didn't know very many people there. So that was one of my biggest... I was pretty nervous for that going in. And then... we actually, on the day of the arrivals, it started to change. I started to kind of open up to people, and people were talking to me, and it turned out really nice. Everyone was really nice there. The staff was great, and actually, his parents, Graydon and Bennett, were working together with me. Bennett and me both had Graydon as a camper for the first week. His parents actually... had a lot in common with us, so we got along really well. As Bennett said, Graydon had oxygen and a feeding tube. that was probably one of the biggest hassles we had the first week, was just hauling around oxygen all the time. Even just getting off and on the golf carts, we had to put his wheelchair on and his oxygen. He carried a backpack with his food in it, so his parents would mainly take care of that. As on the first night, when we would have a campfire and s'mores, I got to talking with Brad, Graydon's dad, and he was, I told him we went to church in Cadiz, Kentucky, and he said, "Oh, I painted the water towers there." So that's what he did for a living. I think there's one exit 86. I think it's Oak Grove. There's a big American one. He said he painted that one, and yeah, he said he has another job here soon. He's gonna do.
He needs to get in touch with us when he comes up.
Yeah, he should. Before I went to Johnny and Friends, I thought I was just going to serve my camper. But as I got there, I realized on the first day that Johnny and Friends was a lot more than just serving my camper, but to serve the whole family just as much. It was, again, I thought I was just going to serve my camper, but on the first day, we ate dinner with them, we would worship with the family, and it was really cool not to just be serving the person with the disability, but also their siblings and the parents, because they also need a break and a friend to talk to in hard times. Our job was to make this week the easiest week for the parents and the funnest week for the camper as counselors. So that was really fun, just to kind of watch the parents' reaction as we just said, "Okay, we'll watch over your kid and you can go have fun." And also to watch the buddies' reaction as we, you know, played golf or ping pong. They really had a great time there. The hardest thing about week one for me was pulling Graydon's oxygen, especially during games. Like, he loved, as Bennett was saying, he loved to dance. And whenever we played bingo one night with him, and he would always run up on the stage and run back down, so I'd have to carry the oxygen up and down. Or even things just like going to the bathroom, you'd have to carry it up the stairs and then put the oxygen outside, and then it was just a whole ordeal. And especially for the dances Bennett mentioned. I remember there was this one time that he just started bolting off and I didn't quite see him, so I just look over and the oxygen tube is already stretched out all the way, so I keep running, and then somebody else didn't see the tube and walked right in front of it and almost pulled it. So, but thankfully she stopped just in time. But even though it was hard doing that stuff, I would just remember that God put me there for a reason, and he gave me that camper for a reason. And like I said earlier, the buddy matching was so well, and I knew that God gave me Graydon for a specific purpose. And also, I remember that his parents have to go through this every day. It's not like for me, I just watch him for a week, and then I don't have to pull oxygen anymore. But his parents do in everything they do. They always have to watch his food, watch his oxygen, be switching out tanks. So that would really encourage me to just keep going throughout the day. One of the things that impacted me the most is how much it impacts the campers. Because on the first day, when we were just kind of hanging out, not doing too many activities, just waiting for families to arrive, we were just taking a hike out by the bluff that Camille was showing. And his parents came up to me and said, "This is the first time he has ever gone hiking. And he loved it so much, and it was great to be able to give that experience to Graydon." And throughout all of camp, you're giving all the campers so many first times. Like, that night when we took Graydon and did some activities with him the next morning, his parents told us that he was wondering what that time was called away from his parents. Like, he had never had that before. So that impacted me a lot, just to see how much this camp impacts the people that go there. Also, everything at camp I would usually take for granted, like, you know, just hiking, for example, or being away from parents, or just playing games. But for the campers, they have never done most of the activities at camp. Like I said, hiking or free time. So this really gives them a great opportunity to just expand their wings and see what else they can do. My favorite part about camp was getting to know my buddy. I love spending quality time with people, and Johnny and Friends really gives that to you because you're doing all these activities with your buddy, and you really get good bonding time. And you make lifetime friends there, too. We still stay in contact with Graydon, and for the second week, Holston for me. So that was about it for the first week. And then in the second week, I had Holston as a buddy. Like Bennett said, I was originally going to have two campers, Solomon and Holston, but Bennett's camper couldn't make it, so we just decided Bennett would take Solomon and I would have Holston. And it worked out pretty well, I think. He was like the complete opposite of Graydon. Graydon loved to get up on stage and sing. Actually, for the talent show, he played ukulele and he sang. It was really cool. And he couldn't do anything water-related, Graydon, because of his oxygen and feeding tube. But Holston, on the other hand, he was really energetic. He loved to run around and he loved water stuff too. We did that like every day. On the first day, he wanted to do everything, the water slide, pool, and the lake, but we only got around to the two of the activities. And he also was really shy, which I thought was surprising. He did not like going on stage or the dance. He had a hard time with that too. But that was probably one of the hardest parts for me for week two, was just how energetic he was, because I had just been here last week, and it was just really tiring because I, you know, wasn't getting as much sleep as I would like, and then I'd wake up in the morning and have to chase him around camp. So, but it was fun. I liked hanging out with him and playing with him. And again, I think my favorite part about week two was just bonding with him. He was a really fun person to be around, and also with the parents. I have some slides, but not as many. And then we'll just open up the questions.
I think Bennett showed this one already. He loved the superhero theme, so he dressed up and got a picture of Spider-Man and Wonder Woman. This is kickball. We had to... This was a game, they're villains, or acting as villains, and we were tying them up and capturing them. And he was really into villains that week, so he wanted to be on. And this is the dance. That was Bennett's, there was a funny hat day, and he loved Bennett's hat. And it was good because it was raining that day, so we put that on to protect him from the rain. And this is him at the talent show playing the ukulele. days at camp, or the second week, they did a scavenger hunt with just the kids. And so, Bennett, you hurt your foot or something, so I was watching Solomon just for a little bit, and that was one of the requirements for the scavenger hunt was to take a funny selfie with your campers. So that was that. And then this was me and Holston. This was right before they left. And also this one too. That's about all we have. Do I have any questions? You guys have any questions or things we can talk about?
You said there are a couple of shots of food. How did the food compare to Keiko?
I liked it better than Keiko's. It was really good.
No moose, no salmon.
No salmon or moose. That I did miss, but overall I think the food here is better.
Majority of the families, especially week two, were first-time families. I think both Holston's family and Solomon's family were both new.
And Graydon's.
Yeah, and Graydon's was first time. I think out of our buddies, the only one that came before was Lou.
Well, and Anna, I think, had 5 years. And Lucas had for 8.
But, yeah, the majority were first-time. Hang around so much. I think I pulled a muscle.
So in the game where you were wrapping the girl against the boy, you never told us.
Technically the boys did, because the goal is to wrap them up as fast as you could, then unroll them and keep the wrap together in one piece. But at the end, the girls beat us in time because they were just tearing it off, but we had the longest piece.
What was the fox's name?
I think we named it Copper. It didn't have a name until we got there. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, this is at the lake. They call that the blob. That's me up there launching a little boy named Beckett. Apparently he holds the record of going the highest of last. Well, not this on this jump, but they said last year they had two bigger guys double blob him. They both jumped at the same time, and they said. He went so high, like, see the tree line there? They could see him go over the tree line. This is me blobbing him.
Okay. Thank you, Compton kids. Beth, did you have any anecdotes to add? Yeah. Yes. Amen. I'm thankful that we are. Yeah. You know, having Brandy and the family here in the church for several years now, we've watched Lily grow up and come out of herself from being very shy and withdrawn. I was so thrilled that she was going along and being a part. Camille, yeah, thank you. You know, I started off mentioning the video of that does just a quick overview, really. Of Johnny and friends in the ministry. It's really international now, which is incredible. Here's somebody who is a quadriplegic, and God has used it to go international, and you'll see some of that. But take 3 minutes this afternoon and click on it, and you'll be glad you did. Let's take our hymn book, if you would, please, and turn to a spoken benediction as we close. We started with God's word in Psalm 100, and on 613, toward the back of your hymn book, there are a number of spoken benedictions that are listed for us. I'm personally drawn to the one that we find in Hebrews 13. That's number 3. When you found that, let's stand together, and we'll read this benediction together as we dismiss ourselves. Number 3 from Hebrews 13. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. And amen. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. We're dismissed.